Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today we have chosen something that was from our 2015 annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which we think is important for you to hear.
Hey, everybody stand up. Get your Bibles. Let's do an old John Osteen statement. You want to do that? Isn't that a good thing to do?
Yes.
Say, this is my Bible.
I am who it says I am.
I can have what it says I can have. You believe that? Say it like you mean it.
I can have
what it says
I can have.
I can do
what it says I can do.
I can be
who it says I can be.
Therefore,
I'm strong.
I'm healed.
I'm free.
I'm anointed on a level that the world is not familiar with.
All for the glory of God.
I'm well on my way
to becoming
who I already am.
Therefore,
I'm blessed.
I'm prosperous.
I'm a winner.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for this army of the Lord.
Lord, abashe ke aramaha se di anande rehe.
I'm just going to be obedient. Are y'all okay with that?
Yes.
Praise God. He wants me to talk about the power of God. Oh, it's time for the power of God. To be on a level the world is not familiar with. That's the norm. That's the way the church used to be. It's time to get back that way. Oh, and we're going to hit a gusher tonight. Brother Hagin said, the Lord told him, he said, when you preach what I tell you to preach, then that anointing will be there. The power is going to be here. The Holy Spirit is here. There will be healing, signs and wonders right now. You don't necessarily need hands laid on you. Maybe the Lord leads that way, but the centurion, remember that? You just give the word only. Jesus said, man, I hadn't seen such great faith, and I've been looking. And he's going to come back looking, isn't he? Faith. Filled. Faith. Filled. Filled with his fullness. Filled with the power. We are the church. The anointed body of Christ. We won't have any other way. We're not going to have services. We're not just going to gather together. We're going to assemble together. When you gather stones, your results a pile. But when you assemble them, you have a fireplace. You know what that fireplace will hold? The fire. You know who the fire? Oh, come on, somebody. We're not just going to build a pile for the Lord. He's got plenty of piles. He doesn't need any more piles. But he wants a place where he can abide the fire of God. Is that here tonight? Amen. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. I don't want my way. I want your way. I'm telling you, at our C4C youth rallies, we have signs, wonders, and miracles every year right here. We teach those young people. We train those young people to be champions. And we train them and teach them how to stay filled with the power of God. Don't leak out. Don't empty out. Stay filled. Just as the Bible says, your joy may be full, everything else can be full as well or empty. Amen. Somebody high-five somebody and let's sit down. Let's get something done. Praise the Lord. Can I coach you tonight? Is that all right? Are you glad you came? Oh, I'm too far from you. Oh, can y'all hook me up with wires so I can fly through? Garth Brooks does it. Let's do it. Oh, we don't need wires. We may be flying the night before it's over with. Praise the Lord. No clock, come on. All right. Oh, I hoped you packed the lunch today. I don't even know what these notes say. Hey. We got back from Israel this past summer, and we were there, and something powerful happened to me, and the Lord told me something. And I knew that I knew that I knew as I was preparing for this, he wanted me to share it to you tonight. Are y'all ready to hear it? Do we have any coachable, teachable? That means you're not going to hear it and go, I've heard this before. I've taught this. I've got a 6-CD series, actually. I'll give it to you after the service, church. No. We need to hear things over and over. Pastors, as I've learned now that I'm pastoring, I've been a coach for years. When God gives you something, camp out on that for a while. Camp out there until the Lord tells you. Don't just have to come up with something new. Brother Hagin used to say, I'd hear mom say, bless their hearts. They feel like they always got to come up with something new. Camp out. Well, the Lord, we were in Israel, and mom was really excited one day because they had a new finding in Israel, and they found a synagogue, and it was the newest finding over in Israel, and it was right off the coast of Migdal, right at Migdal, and right where her place is, her school is, and it's a place where they know 100%, don't they say? It's one of the only places 100% fact sure that Jesus was that we have in the Bible. Because it talks about where he comes off of, you know, the coast of Magdala, lands, and he goes into the synagogue, and this was a synagogue right there, and there it is. And he goes in and he talks to the scribes and the elders and different people, and they found the stone where they put the scroll, and they put a replica there, but they had everything else was, of course, original. And they had all these antiquity laws, you know, and security and people, and there's a lot of faces I see here that were there. And I was just, it was just cool, okay? Let's get young, all right? It was really cool to see Jesus stood right there. Because it said he went into all the synagogues on all throughout Galilee. And we know specifically there. So, that's so cool. So I was getting with Randy, mom's media guy, television guy, he had the camera. I said, Randy, we got to do some kind of a teaching or something here, you know, and get this place. And I said, did you ask if we can go back there? Yes. And they absolutely said no. I mean, they're no. So I said, okay, let's wait until the crowd and mom leaves and they go somewhere else. Not because of that. I just wanted to do a little teaching real quick. Because I knew one of the things that he said there was, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Don't you know he flexed there? He had to. We'll ask when we get there. It doesn't say in the scriptures, maybe the sages, I hadn't checked. But if there was ever a place. I mean, when the Holy Spirit came on Gideon, you know he flexed. Said it took control of him. Took control of him. Filled him. So anyway, we're there. And they leave, and we're getting ready, and this lady comes out of nowhere, and I never saw her since then, and she said, listen, I will give you 5 minutes in there. In there? In there. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm not supposed to. I could get fired, blah, blah, blah. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Huh? 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 What? So, here, right there. Where? Here? Yeah. Red light comes on, the camera. And I'm telling you, you can ask Randy. The anointing was so strong. And I stood where Jesus stood. And I said what Jesus said. Something about when you speak the word. And I mean, I hadn't much time, but it was so heavy and good. And I said, I'm standing where he stood. And I said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Lord, for you have anointed me. And I began to hear him. And he spoke to me. And he said, Chip, don't just preach it. Live it.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, don't just hear it. Live it. And then I heard him say, stay filled. Everybody say, stay filled.
Stay filled.
He didn't want me to empty out. He wanted me to stay filled. He wanted me to stay filled with the fullness of God. He wanted me to stay filled with power and operate on a level that the world was not familiar with, just like Jesus did.
Yes, that's it. The body like the head.
The body like the head. Stay filled. That was important. How many believe that's important? The Lord told me then, he told me to tell you now, stay filled. I started, verses started coming to me, to live is Christ. We know Christ is not Jesus' last name. We know that it is the anointed one and his anointing. Amen. To live is the anointing. Then I heard, in him we live and move and have our being. Who's him? Christ, the head, we're the body. And then I kept hearing, stay filled with my power. And then I remembered when I was preaching about the anointing just years before and all throughout, as he tells me to preach it, he gave me an illustration of a microphone and an amplifier. He said, Chip, you can have the greatest microphone that money can buy. Therefore, you have the greatest equipment. You can have the greatest amplifier that money can buy. You can even be someone who has the knowledge to take it apart and put it back together. But he said, even though you have all this knowledge, and even though you have all this great equipment, if there's no power. Now, we don't want the church to be like this. Come on now. If there's no power, there will be no results. He said, power produces results. It's a natural law and it's a spiritual law. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. So he was reminding me of that. And I thought about that's what Jesus was anointed with. In Acts 10:38, it said, and God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Why did it call him Jesus of Nazareth? He wasn't Jesus Christ yet. But then he anoints him with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and power. The Holy Ghost and power. He was anointed. Then he goes to that synagogue. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me. Woo! I am anointed. Boy, there's something about speaking that.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we thank you for listening to the message we think is important that we've taken from our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. You can get the whole Assembly of Prayer on CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. Shalom, shalom.